Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it. FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
This Veterans Day, Blinds.com salutes the heroes who served our nation, honoring them by passing along huge savings to everyone, up to 50% off site-wide. Holiday savings start right now during our Blinds.com Veterans Day sale. From blinds, drapes, and shutters to convenient motorized shades, Blinds.com makes upgrading your whole home easy and affordable. And Blinds.com has all the latest styles, fabrics, and materials to choose from to make your home look its best this season. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, everything's backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop the Blinds.com Veterans Day sale now through November 11th and save up to 50% off everything. Get up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Justin Fields, I have at number five here. Why are we picking up Justin Fields? Is he at the point where we could be starting him in our lineups as a QB1?
He is 100% at the point where you could be starting him as a QB1. You know, especially with six quarterbacks on bye, like we said, you know, six teams. And not just because of the bye weeks that we should be starting Justin Fields. Justin Fields is looking like the dual threat that we wanted him to be. He has the run game working for him. He can lean on Khalil Herbert and David Montgomery, which makes things easier for him to be efficient as a passer, which we saw last week. He had two touchdowns. He's not turning the ball over. He had a rushing touchdown. He's looking like now premium Daniel Jones. You know, he's just a little bit better as a passer right now in this offense, it seems like, than Daniel Jones is in his. And he has the rushing upside, I'd argue, a little bit more. I think that Justin Fields should be starting in lineups, you know, until further notice. He's had three straight very good fantasy performances, especially in an offense that, you know, wasn't looking too good the first few weeks, but these past few weeks has come on. They've figured out how to make the most of Justin Fields' skill set. If this continues, you know, he's torn up two very good defenses in the Patriots and the Cowboys. So he's got a pretty good matchup this week, I think, coming up. I forget who the Bears play exactly. They play Miami. Oh yeah, that'll be a high scoring game. So I would trust Justin Fields as a QB1 this week without a doubt. It looks like he's getting it together. Bye-bye Ohio State quarterback curse. I think Justin Fields, he's looked like the best second-year quarterback this season. If he's not on a roster, I'd pick him up immediately.
Justin Fields is somebody that you can pick up right now and, you know, hope for that upside that we've been hoping for from him as soon as he was drafted, right? We knew he was a dual threat. His accuracy coming into the league was one of the best, but then he had accuracy issues, lately. So, you know, he's getting better at that, and that's part of the reason why we have Darnell Mooney at number six here. But real quick, Michael in the chat is asking if we could drop Brady for Justin Fields at this point. He already has Tua. He has a quarterback that he's starting right now that he could kind of depend on with some weapons. But for me, the answer to this question is definitely yes, because I don't think Brady provides the type of upside that Fields provides at this point. So I'm easily doing that personally.
A million times, yes, we're going to do that 100%. This is rushing upside with Justin Fields is ridiculous compared to, you know, Tom Brady. And usually you'd say, okay, Tom Brady, it feels wrong because of the name value that Tom Brady has. You know, we know that he could be a good fantasy quarterback. In the past 2 years in Tampa, he's been very good. But this year, it's just not coming together. It looks like Justin Fields, I'd take the rushing upside of Justin Fields than the floor of Tom Brady any week. And that's the way you should really be playing fantasy. You know, you want to shoot for upside over a floor. It obviously it depends team to team, situation to situation. It can change. But if you have Tua as your one quarterback and, you know, Brady's just sitting on your bench, you have more value with Justin Fields, you know, with Justin Fields on your bench than Brady, because Brady just has not been playing well. And Fields is, you know, on the come up right now. I think that he could continue to show out like he's been.
I agree. Devin Duvernay and Isaiah Likely, we have them at 7 and 8. Likely at 7, Duvernay at 8. You know, there's some banged up receivers for the Ravens right now. We don't know if Rashad Bateman is not going to be playing for the next couple weeks. So, you know, Duvernay probably the more, you know, firm ad, but I have Likely here above him just because he has way more upside, right? He's the guy that you can plug in, probably give you like a top 2 or 3 week at the tight end position if Mark Andrews was out, and I feel like that could potentially buy you a win, right? So if you had to choose between these two guys, like, are you just shooting for the upside with Isaiah Likely?
Yeah, I'm going with Isaiah Likely. It's not just the upside with Isaiah Likely, but it's the positional value that Isaiah Likely has over Devin Duvernay. Yes, Devin Duvernay, you know, he might be a safer pick, you know, in terms of just fantasy production overall, but where he's producing in your lineup is going to make a difference. Devin Duvernay, he's probably going to be a flex or a wide receiver 3, you know, in your lineup. I'm not trusting him to be, you know, much more than that unless he scores a touchdown. He has wide receiver 2 upside each week, but I don't think he's going to reach that, you know, each and every week, even with Rashad Bateman out. Isaiah Likely at tight end, there's nobody at tight end outside of the top 4 or 5. So if you could get some sort of positional advantage there, you know, he's going to be much better start for you than a guy like maybe Will Disley. You might be holding on to him if you don't have any of the top guys. Even, you know, I don't want to say Kyle Pitts because he's done pretty well, but I might be a little bit more confident with Isaiah Likely than Kyle Pitts, you know, moving forward, because at the tight end position, there's just not much. I think that Isaiah Likely affords you a positional advantage that you don't have. So you pick up Devin Duvernay and start him in your flex. It's nuanced. You know, it's kind of a technicality and a little bit digging deep, but I would go with Isaiah Likely.
I have Jalen Warren here at number 9. The Steelers are on a bye this week. Otherwise, he'll be a little higher for me. Jalen Warren, you know, he's been looking good this season, right? Najee Harris has been looking absolutely terrible. So at some point, I have a feeling that they're going to make a running back switch. I don't know. I just have a feeling here because it's not like Najee's just doing Zeke things. He's looking worse, way worse. Okay. Yeah. Like he's not Zeke. He is bad. Okay.
He just looks confused with the ball in his hands sometimes.
Yeah. And he's just not looking good. And whatever the reason is, injury, non-injury, whatever, it doesn't matter because you have a running back behind him who is absolutely doing his thing, right? With every touch that he gets, he's gaining positive yardage. He's doing his thing in the passing game. You know, he came in relief of him late in that game last week, and he was able to do his thing. So at some point, I have a feeling that Mike Tomlin's going to make the switch from Najee Harris to Jalen Warren.
Yeah, I feel like you have to at this point. You know, we've seen Najee Harris, and we talked about inefficiency, but it's no longer inefficiency. It's just incapability. You know, it doesn't seem like he's doing anything, you know, valuable with his touches. And Jalen Warren, you know, is breathing down his neck. Like you said, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a few more snaps. I don't know if you saw, there's a one meme that they put out. It's Najee Harris with the ball in his hands, and it's a picture of Paul Blart on his, you know, scooter thing. he doesn't go anywhere. He just spins around and falls over.
Oh, man.
Like that, I felt that, you know, especially as a guy that was touting Najee Harris, you know, that he was one of the safer picks. And the offense just is not good in Pittsburgh, but this goes beyond just a bad offense and a bad team. You know, we've seen Christian McCaffrey do things, and obviously it's hard to compare Christian McCaffrey to Najee Harris. We've seen running backs do their things on bad offenses, and this is just Najee Harris, you know, really just adding to the problems that Pittsburgh has. I'm not even sure he's not an RB2 start anymore. He's like an RB3 start. The only time I really considered starting him is at flex, and he doesn't have much upside. He is just, you know, good for 9-10 points, and that's about it. And then I think the floor might even be a little bit lower than that. Najee has had one of the biggest fall-offs, and Jalen Warren, you know, if he's not on a roster, you know, he could be moving up quick. I don't think Najee's going to get traded or anything, but a bench, you know, he could soon be riding the bench a little bit more than Jalen Warren.
I haven't had Najee ranked in my top 30 in like 3 weeks or whatever.
I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, because he's just not looking good. He's not looking good. So stash Jalen Warren now while you can. Before the switch is made, he should be on your roster already. Okay. This is a situation to take advantage of.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
Okay. Wandale Robinson at number 10 here. He didn't have a great game this past week.
It's hard to sugarcoat that one. The pause, it's like, yeah, we want Wandale Robinson, but it's just like, you're like, he didn't have a great game. It's like, no, he didn't. But
we should still be picking him up, right?
Yeah, 100%. There's no question. I mean, he's clearly the wide receiver one in that offense. I mean, Darius Slayton's come on a little bit, but I like Wandale Robinson's talent profile a lot more than Darius Slayton. Slayton's just a guy, in my opinion. I don't know. I know we throw that term around loosely. Slayton's just a guy, in my opinion. I think Wandale Robinson is ultimately going to take over the passing work, the majority of the targets. But it was just a bad week last week. They got crushed by the Seahawks, you know, a little bit coming down to earth party for the Giants. But I think that Wandale Robinson, he'll be a nice ad for you moving forward if you didn't pick him up already. As long as he's healthy, you know, there's no reason not have him on the roster.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's one of those things where he didn't have a good week, but he's still the number one, you know, target most likely. Darius Slayton was able to do a little bit more than Wandale, but Wandale, you know, he's running out of the slot on every play. This is an uncharacteristically low, you know, output for him, right?
Yeah.
Like given how much he was targeted on a per route basis over the previous 2 weeks. So I'm not sweating it too much over Wandale. Like I'm still picking him up if he's available in your league.
Right. And there's no reason not to, like we said. The one thing I would warn though, you know, if you have Wandale Robinson, obviously we'll know more about his situation at the end of the day today, is the Giants are supposedly in the mix for a couple receivers. Jerry Judy's been linked to the Giants. Brandon Cooks has been linked to the Giants. So there's a couple teams that could make a move for a receiver. I'm not too sure I'd, you know, take my hands off Wandale Robinson, even if they do, because that might just free up coverage. And, you know, Wandale Robinson could do better, you know, operating out of the slot with a better perimeter target on the outside.
All right, so let's move on to number 11 here. We have Chuba Hubbard at number 11. He should be back this week. He said himself that he expects himself to be back, you know, from a minor ankle injury. We'll see what his practice status is. But, you know, you got to assume that Deontay Foreman, with the way that he played last week, is going to have the upper hand in this backfield between these two guys. They said they were going to have a hot hand approach, and Deontay Foreman took advantage of his touches, right? He took advantage of it this past week. And he took advantage of it the previous week after Chuba Hubbard got hurt, where he had a bunch of big gains, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no way that I see that they go back to Chuba Hubbard and say, like, okay, here, take a majority of the touches in this backfield, mm-hmm. you know, in week 9. No, I don't see that at all. I see Chuba Hubbard playing the passing down role. I do see that because Deontay Foreman did not play that role this past week, right. But they didn't have, you know, he didn't need to because they didn't have too many of those type of downs, you know, otherwise he wouldn't have seen as big of a snap share as he did this past week. So I expect the snap share to go down for Deontay Foreman, but Chuba Hubbard's worth a pickup to see what that snap share looks like.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to analyze it. With Chuba Hubbard and Deontay Foreman, I said, I think they're both pretty talented in their own right. They're very similar in terms of their talent, and I think they're going to be able to produce regardless of what their workload is. It is going to be more split. If they're talking about riding the hot hand, Deontay Foreman's hands right now are melting. You know, he had a really good game last week, and he did his thing, you know, with Chuba Hubbard on the field. You know, well, it wasn't so much with Chuba Hubbard on the field, but in relief of Chuba Hubbard, you know, it seems like Chuba Hubbard was the guy 2 weeks ago. But he did his thing even in that game. He's very good at carrying the ball. He had the hat trick last week. There's no way that he doesn't earn a few more reps, you know, moving forward. Chuba Hubbard can be a good pickup for you anyway, though. You know, maybe you could... I don't want to say you could buy or sell Deontay Foreman. You might be able to sell Deontay Foreman high. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that tomorrow maybe. But Chuba Hubbard's a guy that if he's sitting on the waivers, I'd pick him up because he should be able to get some work regardless in this offense. He's been in Carolina a little bit, and he did his thing with Christian McCaffrey out before Deontay Foreman was even a thought. you know, these past few seasons. So I wouldn't count out Chuba Hubbard. I think he's a good pickup.
All right, moving on to number 12, we have Romeo Doubs here. Romeo Doubs, you know, he was in the doghouse a little bit with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
Christian Watson started the game ahead of Romeo Doubs. It was Christian Watson and Sammy Watkins starting the game, okay? Yep. That has to be a direct reflection of Aaron Rodgers' feelings, right, going into this yeah. week. And however, he redeemed himself big time with that amazing touchdown catch, right? That was a really, really nice catch. Like, it looked... It was a lot harder than it looked,
yeah.
right? But he made a big play. And I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers was like smiling and laughing after that one. Like, you can tell how Aaron Rodgers wears his emotions like on his face at all times.
Right? 100%. Like, and, he has no and poker when, face.
You know, and when Romeo Doubs caught that ball, he's like, ooh, baby, that's what I'm talking about. All that shit that I taught this week, it you know, it helped. And listen, it did, man. You know, it did. And Romeo Doubs came through, you know, as their leading receiver. So, he should be picked up. Christian Watson has a concussion right now. You know, and that's part of the reason why Romeo Doubs got so much playing time is because of Watson's concussion, apparently, right? Because Watson did start the game. So,
yeah.
Watson caught a ball right at the start of the game, got concussed. Hopefully, he'll be all right. But he might miss this week, right? And if he misses this week, you can plug in Romeo Doubs right into your lineup as, I would say, low-end wide receiver 3.
Yeah, that's where I'd put Romeo Doubs, but it is good to see that, you know, Aaron Rodgers, that touchdown pass, I think did, you know, instill a little bit more confidence in Rodgers in Doubs again, you know, to kind of getting that chemistry back together. Even though the Packers lost the game, you know, I think this was a much better outing for the offense overall because the receivers were catching the ball. You know, it wasn't just the Aaron Jones show in the passing game, which it seems like, you know, I didn't expect the Packers to win this game, but I think that the offense did themselves a lot of favors in this game by looking just competent against a very good Bills defense. You know, I think it could get a lot better moving forward. Aaron Rodgers, he's still a good quarterback. You know, you said he wears his emotions on his face. He was talking crap about Romeo Doubs this week. I think that's what they said. I heard like a report that he was targeting Romeo Doubs when he said that certain guys need to have their snaps cut. Maybe that's the case because maybe that's why Romeo Doubs started, you know, behind Christian Watson. But as long as Christian Watson's out, you know, someone's got to catch a ball from Aaron Rodgers. I think Romeo Doubs, he'll be a nice, he's like a pinch hitter. You know, he'll be able to get it done for you, these next few weeks moving forward. I'm not sure. I don't think his upside's exactly what we hoped it would be a couple weeks ago, you know, when they first started playing and the hype was surrounding his name, but he can get it done. He's serviceable.